Let's finish, not finish up, but let's make some headway. We were discussing the issue of Nasanhu V'Amrahi. Last week, I think we discussed Nasnahi V'Amarhu.
Yeah.
And the discussion of the Rambam and Balitosis, a very interesting issue. We also talked about Safek V'Chayshinan, and now we're talking a little more straight about Nasanhu V'Amrahi, the phenomenon itself. Okay. So just as background, just a little bit more, let's revisit one of the things that we discussed, right? We discussed the debate within the position of the Rif. If you recall, the Gemara here says on Hayomid Beis, the Gemara concludes that Nasan Huva Amrahi is Sveikahi V'chayshinam Midrabana. Right? And we already discussed the idea that that seems to be kind of an oxymoron, because if it's something a suffix, it implies Doraisa. Chayshinam Midrabanan seems to be only a Dindrabanan. So we discussed the three or four different views and their implications, and we talked about other examples in either direction, when we say Sveika Lekula, when we say Sveika Lechumra, even Doraisa, that we discussed already, and we don't need to revisit that. However, one of the things that we discussed, which just highlights the bigger problem, is that the Rif took the Sveika of Chayshinam Midrabanan, and he dropped the Sveika, and he said that Nasan Hu, V'Amra, he is just Chayshinam Midrabana. But within that, there is a debate, right? There are two opposite extreme views, right, between the Shitala Nodalami and the Ran that we talked about. The Ran was of the opinion that when the Rif said Chayshinam Midrabanan, what he meant was that Minatora, Nasan Hu, V'Amra, he is certainly no good. After all, the Amrahi is a violation of Ki Yikach Ish Isha, right? And it says Ki Yikach and not Ki Tikach and not Ki Tilakach, and therefore Amrahi is a pagam, it's a psul, like the first day of the Gemara, actually, and therefore it certainly doesn't work in the Torah. The only thing is that Chayshinan Midrabana. Not everybody knows that it doesn't work. There might be some ambiguity in the minds of some of the observers. And therefore, Chayshinan Midrabanan. If somebody else is going to be Mekadesher, in other words, Ruvain was Mekadesh Sara Benasanu V'Amrahi, according to the Ran's reading of the Rif, that definitely is not Chal at all. That was a waste of time. Right? And then when Shimon comes and offers her an alternative Kiddushin, Minatora, that second Kiddushin, is Chal. And there's no need for a get from Ruvain, because Ruvain didn't do anything. He was just wasting everybody's time. Right? That is the view of the Ran. And the reason it was a waste of time is because the Amrahi is a psul, a pagam, doraisa. However, since not everybody at the wedding, understood so unequivocally that it was a waste of time, so when they see her marching off, to a blissful future with Shimon, and they know that Ruvain never gave her a get, right, that is going to, cause, some stir. That's going to, engender discussion and misunderstanding. And consequently, Chayshinan Midrabanan, that's what the Rif meant. The Rif meant that you should get a get from Ruvain anyway, even Midaraisa, you don't need one. Okay. The Shitala Nodalami, as we discussed, says, no, that's not what the Rif means. The Rif means exactly the opposite. What the Rif means to say is Chayshinan Midrabanan. Midrabanan, if Shimon offers another marriage to Sarah after Ruvain was Mekadesher Benasan Huva Amrahi, then you should get a get Midrabanan from Shimon, because not everybody realizes what the Rif, of course, really paskin, which is that Nasan Huva Amrahi Midaraisa is perfectly good. Says the Shitol Nodalami, after all, in Dine Mamanis, right? If I sell you my karka, right? So the Kone Ruvain sells Shimon karka. So Shimon has to make a speech. He has to make a proclamation. Doesn't seem like it. The Meiri actually discusses, maybe he should. But since we say, Kicha, Kicha, Miste Afron, we learn Kiddushi Kesef from Sadeh, so that's a good place to begin. So the Shitol Nodalami says that there's no such din as far as he's concerned, the Chol Shem Ishvat. Nor should there be such a din, says he, because the word Ki Yikach refers probably to the Nesina. Right? The Kicha, the Kinyan. So as long as the kinyan was done with the proper initiative, mainly by the husband, so why should it disturb us that she made the statement, the proclamation? The only thing is that people might get confused, right? And consequently, midrabanan, it's good to get a get from Shimon, even though the wedding between Reuven and Sarah was a perfectly valid wedding. So why am I bringing this up again? Because I just want to highlight two opposite views. Namely, the view of the Ran, which is that Omrahi is Vadai Pasul, and the view of the Shitul and Odalami, which is no big deal if it's Omrahi, as long as it's Nasan Hu, because what is Amira anyway? Now, the question is, to understand better the Ran Udi'ime. Anybody who thinks that either this is the Safek, or that actually Minat Torah, Amira is Ma'kevus. Why should Amira be Ma'kevus? On the surface, the Shita Lano Delami has the better part of the argument, right? Ki Yikach Ish Isha, normally we would say, refers to Nesina. There's no parallel in Dine Mominus. So what's going on? I should also add that when, according to the view that Nasan Huva Amrahi is a Safek, is a real Safek, right? The question also is, what is the nature of that Safek? Is it a halachic Safek about this question, Gufa, whether Amira is Ma'akeves? Or is it a more practical Safek? Because it could be another issue here. And that is, when it's Nasan Huva Amrahi, maybe it's not Vadai no good, right? Because maybe there isn't a problem. Maybe the Shitol Nodalimi is, you know, mostly right. On the other hand, maybe it's not Vadai good either, because maybe there's another problem, and that's the problem of Biur. Biur Kavanasa. In a typical case of Nasan Huva Amrahi, he hands her Kesef, or something, or Matbeya, right, or Tabas, and she says, you know, with this ring that you gave me, I agree to be your wife. So in addition to the question whether Amira is nothing, or Amira is part of Ki Yikach and is Ma'akeves, there's another question, and that is in the case of Nasan Huva Amrahi, maybe he didn't really mean to be Mekadisher at all. Right? So, in that case, maybe the Safek is whether or not, right, he intended this Kiddushin. She's affirming, in other words, what he had in mind. Or she is, you know, basically initiating something and he's going along with it, but that's not why he did the Nesina. So some Achronim make the suggestion that a way to check whether or not the Safek of Nasan Huva Amrahi is a Safek in Metzius, we'll call it. I mean, we're just not sure what everybody had in mind in this case. Or a Safek in Din, meaning a question whether Amira is Ma'akeves or not. A way to check that out might be if you have a double Nasan Huva Amrahi. In other words, Reuven was Mekadesh Sarah ben Nasan Huva Amrahi, right? And then Shimon was Mekadesh Sarah ben Nasan Huva Amrahi. So, if it's a halachic Safek, mainly we're not sure what role to ascribe to Amira in Kiddushin, then it's the same Safek for both, and Mimanafshach, the second Kiddushin, is not going to be Chal. In other words, Shimon is certainly out of the cold. He doesn't have any claim to a valid Kiddushin. Because if Amrahi is Ma'akeves, then, right, he did nothing in the second Kiddushin. And if it's not Ma'akeves, then Reuven's Kiddushin was valid. She's already an Eishes Ish, and he still did nothing. So if the Safek is a Safek in Halacha about the stature or status of Amrahi, then a double Nasan Huva Amrahi, right, is certainly going to be Vadai meaningless. However, if we take the view that the problem of Nasan Huva Amrahi as a Safek is because it's a Birur problem, that's a different matter entirely. It's very possible that Reuven, when he handed over the ring, was interested in friendship, or whatever. And Shimon, he was really interested in marrying her. So then the suffix of Nasan Huba Amrahi, even though you have duplicated it, is going to be a suffix each and every time. Yeah.
I understand that the Kenyan aspect is a Doraisa. Is the Amira?
That's what we're trying to figure out. Right. So how could the Amira be Doraisa? Let's talk about that for a minute. So I think that one could say one of three things here. One is linked to the question that we just discussed, the birur problem. Okay. Normally, birur is just that. It's a pragmatic question. What did the man have in mind? Is it possible that when there is a birur problem, right, that becomes more than just a safek kavana? Why would I say that? Because in Kiddushin, there is another dimension to the requirements, and that is Erekiyu. In addition to the Baal and the Isha, right, you also need Erekiyu, witnesses, to stand and to confirm, affirm, establish, right? The Erekiyu play a role in defining or invalidating and solemnizing the Kiddushin, right? So, we discussed this in the beginning of the year. It's an interesting point. Earlier in the year, the very beginning of the year, we talked about Dasa Isha and Dasa Isha B'Kiddusha. Right? And the fact that you can't have an Isha Bal Karcha, not Bal Karcho, not Bal Karcha. Right? But then we noted that it's an interesting question in the Poskim, the Pesachei Tshuva, the Avnei Miluim. Right? They discuss this question. Do the Eidei Kiyum just need to witness the Kiddushin, or do they also need to know, right, definitively, that there was Das Lekadesh, that the proper level of Das and Ratzon is there? And could one be Mechalek in that question between Das Ha'ish and Das Ha'isha, right, which is a greater requirement, Das Ha'ish, or are they equal? So I don't want to revisit all those questions. They're very important questions, but these are issues that we talked about towards the beginning of the year. Now the question is, if there is a Nesina, and there's some question about the Birur, the intention of that Nesina, I'm not talking about, their knowledge of the Rotz Bal Korchak in the moment, but do the Eidei Kiyum have to objectively know, right, that this was L'shem Kiddushin? Even if, let's say, the husband knows and the wife knows. Like, they know, they know it very clearly. Do the Eidei Kiyum need to know? So it's actually very interesting. The Rajba, Alatar, and in the Tshuvas HaRajba, suggests that the problem of Nasan Huv, Amrahi, is a problem in the Eidei Kiyum. The Ritva hints at it as well, in a slightly different way. So one problem, Doraisa, with Amrahi, may be that the birur, if there is some suffek birur, right, creates a vadai impediment for the Eidei Kiyum. Now, I should add that this is not such a simple matter, even though the Rajba says it, and it's related to the question in general. What do Eidei Kiyum, how much, it's clear that the Eidei Kiyum need to witness the Maisa. Do they also need to be aware of the Das and the Ratzon? Do they need to be aware of the Biru? That's what we're talking about now. Do they even need to be fully aware of the participants and the protagonists? That sounds like a funny... how could they be like witness to the event, right, and not know the protagonists? Right? So there are cases... What's that? You're not disturbed by that. No. You take that in your stride.
You can think of many circumstances where you have weddings and all of a sudden you don't have kosher aidim, and all of a sudden somebody says, there's a kosher aid here, let's bring him over, and he doesn't know what's coming on. I can visualize many situation.
Right, but how would he not know who the chassan and the kal are?
I don't know.
The answer is because there are cases in the Mishnah, right? There are Mishnayos cases where, you know, whether either it's shlichus cases or other cases where a more general kiddushin, right, is taking place, and the Enekiyah may just not know. That's a debate in the Rishonim, right, both in Gittin and in Kiddushin, whether or not Enekiyah need to be able to identify who the Mekadesh and who the Miskadeshes are.
I was an Enekiyah and a Hashanah, and yeah. I knew the parents, but I didn't know the people were getting married.
I mean, but you saw them.
Well,
you could write a book about them, and you couldn't roast them.
I saw them myself.
Right. I'm saying, but you could identify who they were. It was clear who they were. Sometimes you can see a Maisa Kiddushin, but because of Shlichos or some other issue, you know, it could be that they just don't know. They see the Maisa Kiddushin, they know there is a Mekadesh and a Miskadeshes, you know, but they're not really... So that's an interesting question, an interesting issue that comes up. Harat Mekudeshes, let's say this is a big issue. There's a Tshuva Sarajba, a Tshuva Saritva, very interesting issues. Let's say a person says Harat Mekudeshes without the Li, and you don't know whether the Kiddushin is for him or he's a Shliach. The Enekiyim don't know. She presumably knows. Right? So that's a debate. That's an interesting question. They saw the Maisa, they know that this was the Shliach, but they weren't sure if it was for him. Right, or for someone else. Is that an iku of an Eidei Kiyum? This is a very important question in general. How much do Eidei Kiyum need to know? Let's say Minui Shlichus, right, does that for Gittin and Kiddushin, does that require Eidei Kiyum? That's a kind of a different question, but does the Minui itself, that they should know definitively that this came from the Baal? That's a different question than what I just asked. I just asked a question I was discussing before in different forms where they're not sure who the Mekadesh and the Miskadeshes is. Now I'm asking a different question. Let's say the Eidei Kiyum are there and they know it's a Shliach that's being Mekadesh or Megaresh, you know, on one of the sides of the Ishus, right? But they were not witness, right, to the Minui L'Shlichus. Is that an issue or a problem or not? So that's a debate, whether you're mechalik between Gittin and Kiddushin, Kabbalah, Halacha. I'm not going to go into details now, but that is the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Ishus Halacha Tezvav, right? Do we have our Rambam here? And then again, Perek Vav Hilchos Geirushin. Thank you. So this is a very important discussion about the scope of the requirement. So the Rambam here. Talks about the requirement of Eidei Kiyum. Kol ha'osa shliach lekabel ha'kiddushin tzarech la'asosa bifnei edim. This is Perek Gimel Halacha Tezvav. Aval ha'ish asa shliach lekadesh lo isha eino tzarech la'asosu be'edim she'en mokom le'edim b'shlichas ha'isha lo'hodi amitas ha'davar. Lefikachim hodu ha'shliach v'amishaleach eino tzrichim edim. Kamo shliach ha'get, kamo shliach shirsho la'hafrish lo truma, b'chol shlucho shorim kamoso v'ein tzarech edim. So the Rambam is mechalek between shliach lekabbalah and a shliach laholacha, and the Ravid disagrees. Ena nidon gomel araya dilin shliach haget gita mochiach halav linen truma in tzorach edus klal av a kiddushin dafilu shnei modim eno klum ki modo ashliach vashaleach nami lav klumu. The Ravid thinks you need minui bifnei eidei kiyum even for shliach laholacha. Again, a whole discussion. Very interesting discussion. There's another discussion which many achronim put together with this. Perek Zayin, the Hilchos Ishus, I think. Should always look it up first. Halacha Chav Dalid. And that is in the case of Tanai. Hamakadish al Tanai, the Chazar Achar Kama Yomim Bitala Tanai, like there's a Kiddushin al Tanai, and then they decide to drop the condition, right? Afal Pisha Bitl Beino Leveina, Shelo Bifne Edim, Batala Tanai, Arayim Mekudesh Estam. The Rambam says, you don't need Eide Kiyun to be Mevatel Atanai Kiddushin, or Gerushin. And the Rambam says, Om Avram Enochein, Elam Kein Kinsa Stam Be'edim, Dehavale Kamosha Bitel Tano Be'edim. The Rambam thinks that in order to be Mevatel, a Tanai in Gita Vekiddushin, you need Eide Kiyun. There's a whole big discussion about numerous components, let's say, in the Ishus, right, which I just showed you, the Tanai, the Shlichos, the identification of the Baal in different circumstances, and so on, the level of Das, here, whether or not you need Eide Kiyum. Now that argument is a double argument. It's hard to pin it down. On the one hand, it might be an argument about the scope of the requirement of Eide Kiyum. The Ravid, for example, seems to have a very expansive requirement of Eide Kiyum. For Tanai, for Shlichas, for other things. And the Rambam less so. Or is it about the central role of each of these components? Are they peripheral or are they central? Meaning anything that's Ma'akev the Kiddushin requires Eide Kiyum. Or only the things that really define, right, in a more fundamental way, what the Ishus is about. And then you have to figure out. Yeah, Tanai is something clearly more peripheral, one would think. Shliach, more peripheral. But knowing exactly who the Baal and the Isha are, that they have the right level of Das, that this is intended to be Kiddushin and not a gift, those are things that maybe require Eide Kiyum in a more dramatic way. Yeah?
How did it reveal this? You're going to have a lot of sages, they sign documents, how are you going to know what they knew and when they knew it? How are you going to know this from the
No, you're at the wedding. We just when there's an investigation or whatever, or we find out that we need for the Eide Kiyum to know. I mean, you ask the Eide Kiyum, I'll tell you what they know. We need for them to know certain things. We need for them to know, perhaps, that.
We don't know what they know, really.
I mean, we can ask. All I'm saying is that not what the Rajba is saying here is that when it's Nasan Huv Amrahi, even if the parties know that he means to be Mekadisher, but really, he gave her a ring, then she said, I accept this for Kiddushin. What did he have in mind? What did the Edom think when he gave the ring? Now, he knows what he thought, and maybe she even knows what he thought, maybe, but what did the Edom know?
That's another one.
What? No. So that's what the Rajba says. What I'm trying to explain is, I'm trying to explain several reasons why Amira could end up being a Psul Doraisa. So the Rajba way is, the Rajba saying, if there is no Amira, it's really a Biru problem. If it's a Biru problem, it should just be a Safek. It shouldn't be Vadai no good min haTorah. The answer is, if it's a Safek, then maybe it's Ki'ilu Ein Kan Eide Kiyum. If there's no Eide Kiyum, there's Vadai no Kedusha. I'll give you another example. Somebody showed him again. You know, I mention this case a lot because it's an interesting case. Kitshavata the Shmuel and Yud Beis Amidala. Kitshavatamra. You're Mekadosh and Isha with an object that is worth less than a pruta locally, but more than a pruta somewhere else. Right? Kitshavatamra, afila omed kur tmar in bedinar. Right, the Gemara says Chayshin and Sheva Shava Pruta B'Mada. We're worried that in Madai it's worth a pruta. So the some of the Rishonim try to explain, some of the Achronim, Beis Shmuel, that you know Min HaTorah, you know if you're really not sure what the value is, if the Edom don't know what the value is, then it should be like Kilu Ein Kan Eide Kiyum. That's another interesting question. Can you figure that out afterwards? Let's say the Edom weren't, there was no way for the Edom, or you just believe them, that they didn't know that the Kesef Kiddush, they weren't sure if the Kesef Kiddush was approved or not. But later on, when we checked into it, we figured out that it was approved. Right? Would that be Chisaron of Eide Kiyum that they didn't know B'Shaito? So that's one way to explain. But again, you might say, depending on the analogy, I just finished saying that according to the Rajba, if there's a problem with the Eide, if the Eide Kiyum don't know for sure what's going on, Nasan Huva Amrahi, then maybe that's a pagam vadai in the Kiddushin. Right? But maybe that gufa depends. Is this something that we need Eide Kiyum for, or something we can figure out more peripheral? That gufa depends whether the chisaron is a very central, pivotal chisaron or not. If we think that Amira and Biru are just like, you know, something that you need, but not something which, it's not that Amira per se is, maybe it's dafka not subject to Eide Kiyum. Okay, that's one approach. Let me take it a step further in a similar way, but not without Eide Kiyum. We'll say Kiyikach. I'm sorry, go ahead.
The question, the rabbi, do you require that it be the same Eidem for the...
No.
No, so it could be...
I don't think so. I mean, it's like a davar v'lachatzi davar? I don't think so. No, as long as our Eide Kiyum, that should be enough. For Bitla Tanayi, so,
yes,
or Mini Hashliya.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be the same.
Yeah, it doesn't need to be the same. So the question is as follows. What could be the problem? So the first problem of Amir we're saying is Birur, but Birur may turn into a Daraisa problem because of Eide Kiyum. Fine. The same idea could be that if there's a Birur problem, then that turns Amira into a Kiyikach problem. Or Kitilokach Psul. Doesn't really matter which of those you say. What do I mean by that? When the Torah says Kiyikach Ishisha, right, there are two ways, I guess, or three, there are three, I guess, ways that you could go about explaining this. Three places to draw the line. Anything that is nachutz, anything that is indispensable, defining, right, to the definition of Kiddushin, a core component in Kiddushin, right, clearly is going to be included under the rubric of Kiyikach, which is why likely there's no safek, likely, because there are some Rishonim who disagree, about Nasnahi v'amarhu. Right, we talk about Nasnahi v'amarhu, mentioned that according to many Rishonim, it's for sure no good. The Rambam, the Rif, the Rajba, the Bahag, and possibly Rabbeinu Chananel, say, it's an equal safek, nasanhu v'amrahi and nasanahi v'amarhu. That elevates amrahi because it makes it the equivalent of nasanahi. It also downgrades nasanahi a little bit. It means, it's not, it's more amorphous, the whole idea. It's not, there's no specific this or that. It's, you need a certain level of initiative from the husband. The question is, can you share it? Right? You definitely need his, it can't be exclusively her. It definitely needs to be partially him. And who knows whether it's the Nasan or the Amar, those are substitutable. That's the Shita of the Baha'i. Okay? But let's leave that aside for the moment because that's not a mainstream view. We all, I think, agree that the Nesina, just like the Nesina certainly needs Eide Kiyum, the Nesina, Bahag aside, it makes a lot of sense that the Nesina is the main Hagdara of Kiyikach. Right? But maybe Kiyikach, or the Pagam of Kitilokach, or Kitikach, either way, I don't care which one of those you say, maybe there's a next level. And that next level is anything that is necessary pragmatically to make the Kiddushin work comes under the rubric of Kiyikach, or at least, in this case, more likely, the Psul of Kitilokach. In other words, maybe in principle, there's a difference between Amira and Nesina. Maybe Nesina is the Hagdara of Ishus, the main event. But if I need Amira for the sake of Birur, right, if the Birur comes from her and not from him, not so much that the Birur needs to come from him, but if it comes from her, because it is pragmatically necessary, even though not principally or definitionally necessary, it's still going to be a chisaron of kitilakach. I would say the Nesina is a lack of kiyikach, but an Amira dida, right, which is a Birur problem, still has the stature of being kitilakach. The Ri Hazaken, if we get a chance to read it later, we'll look into it. The Ri Hazaken and the Ran, on Zav Zayin, both seem to make this point. There's a third place to draw the line, and that is to say, really, we're dealing, Amira is not even a Bira problem. You don't need Amira. Amira Dida is not confusing. But maybe the din of Ki Yikach, Velo Kiti Lakach, means anything that is thrown into the mix in Ishus has to be from the Baal. Or, to put it the other way, any initiative, even if it's an unnecessary one, even a pragmatically unnecessary one, is a chisaron of Kiti Lakach. Any of those perspectives will take an Amira, and because of either Birur or an expansion of Kitikach, Kitilakach, as a psul, will create an Isur Dorais, a Pgam Dorais. Okay, so that's the second way to explain it. And indeed, as I said, the Ran, Hazakein, we'll see hopefully in a couple of minutes, seem to have Lashonos in that direction. But there's a third possibility, and that is to frontally confront the objections of the Shita L'Nodalami. Okay, what do the Shita L'Nodalami argue? We don't have such a thing in Mamanus. Why should we have such a thing in Ishus? At best, it's a Birur problem, which is a practical problem, but Kiyikach refers to the Nesina. Amira is peripheral, right? And one of the proofs, by the way, strong proof, is the Gemara in the Bava Med Aleph, which hopefully we'll read in a couple of minutes. The Gemara says that if asukin ba'oso inyan, if they are, you know, negotiating or dealing with marital topics in advance, right? You don't need Amira. You can just give her the doesn't that seem to prove that Amira is not necessary? Well, maybe it doesn't prove it. It looks like it proves it. What you might say is that the dibur of asukim boso inyan is mitzuraf to the, that is the Amira. Obviously, if Amira is only a birur, then asukim boso inyan is a very easy explanation. Because we know exactly what their intentions are, because this is not something that comes up in a vacuum. Right? There's a framework for this whole discussion. But even if you require Amira, what you might say is that Asukin Bosa Inyan is the Tziruf to Amira. Or at least that the Birur, right, is part of the Kiddushin. Why should it be, though? The Shito Lodalami seems to be right. I mean, why should it be? It's not in Mamanus. Assume it's not in Mamanus. And Vyatza Vahoyso would make it more Amira? Well, so, okay. That's interesting. First of all, V'yatzav Haisa applies to all of the Darkei HaKiddushin or just to Shtar? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Secondly, does Shtar and Gittin require Amira? We'll get to that in just a minute also. Okay, but before we get to that, let's say the following. What is it that differentiates Kiddushin from a regular Kinyan such that you might require Amira? The answer is its formality, its transcendence, and possibly its connection, which is overlap of the first two, to Hekdesh and Kedusha, and Davar Shebe Kedusha.
I mean, to support that, you don't need a kiyum on a monetary transaction.
Correct. And why is that?
Because it's a different realm.
Yeah. So, that doesn't mean, you know, that we don't compare it to anything, but exactly, that's the direction that I want to go. In other words, anything...
There's a chalos in Ishus, that's why you need a kiyum,
and maybe that's why you need an Amira. Maybe it's important to articulate, maybe part of the Maisik, it's true that in Dine Mamanus, right, Kesef HaSadeh Kach Mimeni doesn't include Amira. But that doesn't mean that the Hagdara of Maisik Kiddushin Ki Yikach Ish Isha doesn't include Amira, because here you're trying to create a chalos Ishus. Maybe part of creating it is to formulate it, right? Just as you said, just like you need Eide Kiyum, maybe you need Amira. Maybe Amira is a method of formalizing, right, what you are accomplishing. By defining it and articulating it, you are elevating it. You're giving it status.
I presume it's not a Birur.
presumes that it's not a biur.
I'm saying much more than biur. Even if there is biur.
But it's much more than that meaning, but it's not biur. It's
well, it's also biur. But what I'm saying is this is not b'toras biur. This is b'toras a kind of, you know, yitziras ha'ishus. It's a condition of yitziras ha'ishus. Particularly if you take the view kiddushin asar kulam kahekdesh hamikadesh, you know, isha bechetzia v'nispashta, you know, v'nishta kiddushin bekula, the Gemara in Zayin and Aleph, things that we've seen mekadesh, you know, Yisrael ayidei chupa v'kiddushin, all the indications, right, that ishus is kiddushas ishus and that kiddushin is kiddushin, may work very nicely with the idea that there is some sort of a hakdasha or an amira. The truth is that the next Gemara...
But again, you're raising it now to the Doraisa level, right?
Yeah, I'm saying this on the Doraisa level. We're talking about Kiyika, this being a din of a chisaron and Kiyika. What I'm saying is, the Shitol Nodalami who says, Mechetesi, you know, it's Kicha Kicha Vistayafron, we don't find such a thing in Kinyan Dine Mamanis. What I'm saying is, not only is it technically different here, for the reasons you need any, the other reasons that we discussed, right? What I'm saying is that this is a very different idea. So that you'll see that the next Gemara talks about Yodai Mochichos. Yodai Mochichos, which we'll get to in a few minutes, is an issue in language, you know, and in formal language, probably. Although, according to some Rishonim, it's not divorced from Birur completely, but put it this way, it's an elevated requirement of Birur as a function of probably the more formal role of language. What is your Yodai Mochichos? Meaning, how precise and explicit Hareat Mekudeshes, if I don't say Li, right, or to get Dein Diavalechi Minoi, right, how explicit do you need to be? So there are some Rishonim who discuss the Sugya, that's the Sugya here, which we're going to get to in a few minutes, of Yodaim Mochichos and Ein Mochichos. There are some Rishonim who speak about it in terms of, again, Birur and Umdana, this off, far chance that maybe, you know, he means this and he means that. But some of the Rishonim make it clear that it seems to be more than that. There's a Tshuva de Marit, which is quoted in the Avnei Miluim as well, so it got even more before some as a result, where the Marit says that the whole issue of Yodaim Mochichos, which has its, you know, classic case in Shvuos and the Darim, which are Hafla'a, applies to Kiddushin because Kiddushin is like, as compared to Hektish. Right? Yeah.
One question. Nasan Huv Amrahi.
Nasan Huv Amrahi.
Okay? Yeah. Yeah. If he's quiet after that, what do we say? Shtika Kanoda? Or does he say, fine, I'll marry?
Well, that's the question.
I understand. So if he says not, if he says something...
The presumption is that he's interested now. No, but the problem is, but then you have an amira after, so it doesn't really help. Let's assume that shtika kahoda. The answer is, but b'shas nesina, when he gave it to her, did he give it to her l'shem kiddushin? If he gave her, if I give her a matana, and then later on I say, you know what, I you know, let's decide to use that as kesef kiddushin. I'm not talking about Mekadosh B'mil, though, you know, you have to pay it back. I'm not talking about that. The money itself. That doesn't work. Because the Kiddushin needs to be given, L'shem Kiddushin. Otherwise, it's like, there needs to be an Asina Kiyikach of Kiddushin. So it doesn't really matter whether he's Shtika Kahoda or not. What really matters is, what was he thinking at the time? So, this idea, the Marit, you know, in Amira, highlights that Amira and Kiddushin is something that we're comparing to Hafla, to Hekdesh. That's a very remarkable thing. Indeed, the Gemara in the Darim the first parak of Nedarim discusses Yesh Yad LeKiddushin, a similar case. So the Rishonim there all struggle like Yesh Yad LeKiddushin. This is Yesh Yad Le, you know, Le Tzedakah. And they're going, so Yesh Yad LeKiddushin or not? Like you say this and, you know, kind of, it should really, you know, people understand that it includes more. So the some of the Rishonim, the Rush, the Ran, the Meiri, each one, you have to look at them. We don't have time to go into all of them. Some of them say, yeah, because Kiddushin is like Hekdesh. The Gemara compares it to Hekdesh. So maybe the question of Yesh Yad, you know, is applicable. Once you say something like that, we're redefining what Ki Yikach is in a bigger way. Now, this question, whether it's about Birur, or it really is a Din and Amira, either as Erikiyu, or as, you know, Kiyikach or Psul Kitilakach, or that it's an Amira which is part of Kiyikach, you know, because of Amira, Yitziras Achalos, Hekdesh, all these kind of things, is possibly, as I say, discussed in numerous places. One is the Ran, and of Zion and Aleph. Did we do this last week or not? When we have, I think we may have started, but I want to read the language now. What if you have not Nasanhu va Amrahiv, but Amrahiv and Nasanhu? That sounds like the same thing, right? What? The order is different, which is why we said it the way we did. But the order being different does something. What does it do? It neutralizes the Birur problem. Because of what we just asked. In other words, if it's not, if I give her a tabas, I don't know why I keep saying madbeya, a tabas, right? And then she says, ah, so such a lovely ring, you know, with this we wed, instead of the wed, right? What, the thee and the we?
With this ring, thee me wed.
Or with this ring, thee me wed. I like that. Okay. I was trying to be like more corporate about it, like, you know, we wed. But, yeah, I hear that. So, the me wed. I can accept that. So, you know, the problem is that the Nesina, you know, is under a cloud. There's ambiguity in the Nesina. But if she says, you know, I want you to know that I'm willing to marry you for the right kind of a ring, you know, she gives him the green light. And then he responds by giving her the ring. Right? Reasonably, that's Birur. But there's a problem of Amira. Well, it's not necessarily formally a Sukkim Bosu. First of all, Sukkim Bosu can run out.
I mean, why Sukkim the man?
I mean, that's not what they mean by a Sukkim. A Sukkim, they usually mean, you know, Maso Matan and so on. Here it's Amrahib and Asanu. So this is the sugya on Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, we had it for another reason, but the Gemara says, Tain Mana Laploni. Look in the, one second, in the riff in the back. Yeah. On Gimel Amud Aleph in the Dapei riff. This is the Gemara on Zayin Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tain Mana Laploni. Right? Vakade Shanila. We talked about Adam Chashev last week, but Tain Manalaploni, right? Vakade Shanila. What does that mean? She, Sarah, says to Reuven, lend money, or give a present, either way, it's a machlokas Rishonim, give money to Shimon, right? I want Shimon to receive, you know, a sum of money. And if you do that, Akadesh Ani, right, lecha. Right, I will be your wife if you give him money. And then he gives it. So that looks like a case. She says, right, teinu mana leploni v'akadesh. That's amrahi. And then it is v'nasan hu. Now whether he's makadesh her with the actual money, or with the hana that he listens to her, that's an important question, but not for now. That's a debate among the Rishonim. Does he say to her, you know, or do we understand that the kiddushin is with the hana, or the kiddushin is with the cash that he gave to Shimon? Okay. Either way, that's the case.
But he says to her, he's got Shili.
I'm sorry?
Rashi says, Kishinah, Hello, Amalei, he's got Shili.
What's the key word in what you just said?
Because she doesn't, when he gave it to the guy, he said to her.
How does that contradict what I said?
It's not a contradiction, but there's an Amira here. There's
according to?
Rashi.
Ah. That's the key. 100%. It doesn't say that in the Gemara.
The key is Kiikach.
That's true also. Rashi Alatar, read it if you have it there, on Zayin Omid Aleph.
Yeah.
Or is the Ron quoting already from Rashi?
Rashi.
Look at Rashi and Zayin Omid Aleph. This Gemara is Zayin Omid Aleph, right? Rashi and Zayin Omid Aleph says, Vakadish Anilach, Vahu Kiblo, Vamala Hiskad Shili Bekach. Oh, that's right. That's the other case. The top one. Ukishinosna lo. Same thing. Amalei iskad shili. Right? Mekudeshes. Apagav lamota nalayada. In both cases, the Rashi adds in that he did another amira. So does the Rambam. The Rambam says that too. So that's what the Ran is commenting on. Ran says, here, look on Gimel of Aleph and Daf Yarif. The Ran says, Mimashem atztein manu leploni vakadishinolach mekudeshes midin arev. Everybody have that? So the Ran says, Mimasha Matina Batorah Shaharev Mishtabed Lamalva.
No, that's the first one.
Wait a second.
It's up top.
Yeah. No? Am I the wrong one? Anu Yicholim Lilmot Shimu Kudeshes. Yeah. Umiyu Kosova Rambam. You with me? The Perakei Mehilchos Ishos. So Rambam doesn't say this, and Rashi didn't say it. Rashi and the Rambam, neither of them mentioned why they required an Amira that's not in the Gemara. Right? They just require it. So the Ran is saying, you know why they require it? They require it because otherwise it's Nasan Huva Amrahi, and that's a suffix. There could be another reason why they require it, and that is to identify what the Kesef Kiddushin is from. Is it from the Hana? Is it from the Kesef itself? Okay, but that's, we'll leave it especially for the Rambam, that might be an issue. But what, okay. So this is Nasan Huva Amrahi. Darmidin Sveikahi. Abal, Acherim Omrim, says the Ran, others say, Dafilo lo amar klum mahani. Because it doesn't say that in the Gemara. Right? It only says it in Rashi and the Rambam. Not only, I mean, Rashi and the Rambam, we can't get much better than that. But the point is, it's not in the Gemara. So the Acherim can beg to differ. But how do they explain what they think Nasan Huva Amrahi is not a suffix? Sure they do. The Kivan de Amrale, since she said to him, Vas Kadishani Lach, Vahu Nasan Alpia. He responded, "Lo gara mimedaberima aliske kiddusheha." Right? You said that it was that. They're saying lo gara, meaning and lo gara in the sense that there's no biror problem. The mahani afapish lo pirish, but lo dami lenasan huva amrahi. The shiny hasam there, the nasan hutchila, the ena daver mochiach shevetaris kiddushin. The sano. It's not clear. Ella bidibura. What makes it clear only is what she says. Right? V'nimsa shabamirasa nigmura kiddushin umshimhachi lomahani. This is what I was referring to before when I said that both the Riyaz Zaken and the Ran do something very interesting. The Ran here doesn't just say that Nasan Huva Amrahi is a safek. He's saying that really the Amrahi makes it clear that the Nasan Hu was L'shem Kiddusha. But since we needed her Amrahi in order to establish the basis of his Nasan Hu, then it becomes a Din in Kiikach. That was one of my middle suggestions, right? In other words, that if you need, her Amira becomes a Chisaron in Kitikach or Kitilakach if it's necessary, even pragmatically. That's what the Ron's saying here. Right? Right? Mishum hochi lo mahani avokan hu osa maisa kiddushon lagamri. That's what we care about. Shaharei b'nesina zu hi miskadeshes below dibor acher, because he's saying it isn't her dibor. Her dibor is a setup. Or her dibor is not a, is makes his nesina a nesina mivureres. That's all you need. Habli dibura dida kimedaber ima al iske gitiv. Again, you could have said it a little bit differently, but it's the same idea. The mahani afilu bistam. Then he adds v'divrei Rambam nirin liikar davade nasan huva amrahi damrina desveka have a mishum tilokach isha liish haynu kashamra kain b'shas nesina aval acher nesina lo adifa shtika didei mishtika dida hechad nasan huva amar hu v'shaska hi. Okay, I don't get into all that, but it could be mechalek certainly. I don't want to get into that at the moment.
Who are these acherim? Is that
identified? Say that again.
Who are the acherim?
I mean, there are other Rishonim say too, but I'm not sure who he's referring to as Acher. Okay, so that is a great example where we've been able to pin down Umrahi, the Nasan, who is Machlokas Rishonim. And that's a case where we have neutralized the pragmatic Birur part of it. Okay, what about Shtar? You mentioned Shtar, right? You said Vyasa Aisa, but, right? Maybe. But what about Shtar? So everybody, there's a very famous little Rashi, keep your finger on the riff for a second. If you look at Rashi on Beis Amud Aleph, here on Beis Amud Aleph, Rashi says, "The Kesef Ubishtar." The farish for Brisa, the Gemara, based on Medalat Nosan, the Ketzav for Shava Ketzav, the Omel Aret Mekudeshesli, Shtar, Kosev Al Aniyar, Alpha Bishayna Shav Pruta, Hareat Mekudeshesli. Bia, Baalel, the Amar, the Skadshali Bia. According to Rashi, the printed Rashi on the page, right, it's very Meduyak that Shtar does not require Amira, but Kiddushe Ketzav and Kiddushe Bia do require Amira. However, if you look at Rashi on the Rif, which is often viewed as an earlier or a different version of Rashi, a different Madura, so Rashi says, Shtar on the Mishnah based on Aleph Amud Aleph, Shekosev La Laniyar, Afa Bishem Bashavapruta, Haret Mekudeshesli, Benosem La, the Omer Chain. Okay? The Meiri has a discussion about this. Truth is, the Gemara later on, it's really an interesting issue. The Gemara speaks about Gittin. If you just look ahead of the Gemara for a moment. One second. The Chain Begerushin, back on Hamid Beis. You know, let's just read on in the Gemara for a minute. One second. Omar Shmuel. That's what we're up to anyway, right? Omar Shmuel. What is it?
Fourth wide line.
Thank you. On the bottom. Or fifth wide line?
Yeah.
Omar Shmuel. Ubi Kiddushin, Nasa la Kesef, Shava Kesef, Omar la Re'et Mekudeshes, Re'et Mu Reses, Harat lili into rezum kudeshes. But if he says Hareini ishe Hareini balech, we'll get back to this in a minute. It's very interesting. I'm your husband of some one way or another. Hareini arusech ein kan beis mechush. That's not kiddusha. That's not a proper kiddusha. Even though we know what they all have in mind, but it's not meduyak. He's supposed to take her as his wife. He's not supposed to make himself her husband. Right? And that's an important difference, right? Even though everybody's intention is totally clear. We'll get that in a second. So then the Gemara says, V'chein begerushin, nasan la, v'yamar la, haret meshuleches, haret megureshes, haret muteres l'chol adam. Right? So do you notice the language of the Gemara here?
Nasan la.
Nasala v'yamarla. By Gittin. Yeah. So the Rambam drops that language in Hilchos Geirushin. Others have it. The Meiri discusses this also. It's an interesting question for Gittin and for Kiddushin. Are they the same? The Pashtus, you would think that whatever you're going to say about one, you're going to say about the other, but not necessarily. In other words, there's no, put it this way, let's talk about it in a broader way. For in Shtar, obviously there's no Biru problem. Because the Shtar, the Get, is Mochiach. It says what's happening. If I give her a Get, I don't need to say I have a good leg, good gracious, but the Get says it. Right? And the same is true with the Shtar. Moreover, one could have said that really you need Dibur, Bein Begitin, Bein Bekidushin, Bein Bishtar, right? You need it. But you don't really need it because Ksiva is Kedibur. By handing over a Ksav, that's an Amira. That's not what I said a second ago. What I said a second ago was there's certainly no Birur problem, right, in a Shtar. That's Pashut. This is a little less Pashut, and that is, maybe, let's hold like Rashi on the Mishnah, and the Rambam in Hilchos Geirushin, and all the Rishonim would think that a Shtar or a Get doesn't require Amira, but not because you really don't require, well, if the reason for the Amira is because of the Chalos, and so on and so forth, so why should there be a difference between Kesef and Shtar? Right, that there might be a difference between Gittin and Kiddushin is something to think about in either direction. Namely, do you need more of a chalos, or to designate in advance what you're doing, or to articulate it, to formalize it? Do you need that more to create the issues, or more to be matter the issues? That's an interesting open question, right? But to distinguish between the chalos issues created by Kesef and the one created by Shtar or Bia, that seems much more difficult to say. So what I'm saying is that one approach is that Amira in general is about Birur, and therefore you don't need it in a Shtar. A second approach is that you don't need Amira Bishtar, because not only is there Birur, but handing over a Ksav is considered to be like the equivalent of it. Again, I'm not comparing it exactly to, let's say you write out the night of, the Sfiras Omer, Ksiva, right? I'm not going to say which night. Is that considered an Amira or not? And what about, Ksiva's other things that require, Amira? Right. So here it's not, you're not doing it now, it was done, but that's where I guess an Eda Maksuma Ashtar kind of mentality, would come into play. So it's a little different, whether Ksiva's Kedibur. When do you say Ksiva Kedibur, when not? Obviously, anytime that all you need is Birur, that's certainly sufficient. If there's some aspect of Hafla and what other, or something like that, it's more of a question. Okay. But either way, the point is, if you take the view of that Deya in the Meiri, the Deya in the language of the Gemara, and the Rashi al Arif, that a Shtar really requires an accompanying Amira. So you're assuming, A, this is not about Birur. B, we're not applying a kind of Ksiva ka Amira. And C, you're saying that you really require Amira, right, even when it's clear exactly what you're doing, then you're formalizing the requirement of Amira. Another example. Let's say you have Nasan Huv Amrahi in the aftermath of Asukim Bo Soinyan.
Aftermath of what?
Asukim Bo Soinyan, a real Asukim Bo Soinyan. In other words, you have the negotiations between the parents or whoever, or the chasen and the kala, as the case may be, right? So you don't need Amira at that point. At that point, a nasina would be sufficient.
Why?
You have the Birur.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
Why isn't it the same shul from Rahi?
No, this is even a bit. So the answer is.
Clearly, you get rid of Bira. There's no problem with Bira.
Correct. So if it's only Bira problem.
He gives her, so clearly it's Masandu. But how does a Sukhbosa Indian resolve the issue of that it's not Nosnahi, of that it's not Omrahi?
Ah, so who says that it does? That's exactly what I'm pointing.
The Gemara says that is.
No. The Gemara says that Nasan, that a Sukhboso Inyan, and then he does the Nasina, and there's no Amira. It works. But what it doesn't say.
It works.
If there's no Amira, not her, not him.
A Sukhboso Inyan is the Amira.
So the answer is either all we require is Bira, or if we really require Amira, we're saying a Sukhboso Inyan is the Tsuraf, the Amira. But what if it's Nasan? What if it's Nasukaboso Inyan and Nasan Uva Amrahi? Is Amrahi worse than no Amira? That's the question.
My problem is the initial one.
If you need Amira, you're asking different. You're asking if you need Amira.
No, I'm asking how do you foreclose the fact that if Nasukaboso Inyan makes it clear that there's no Iyamra.
If there is an Amrahi?
No.
And we're not foreclosing that.
I'm asking whether they're going to live in Riverdale or Jamaica State. Okay?
There's no question about that.
Okay. And he gives her some.
What?
That's key guidance. We don't care.
Yeah.
He gives her some. Clearly it's Masan Hu.
Okay. Does she say anything?
No. She was a Sukhmozian.
Right. So you have a problem with that case?
Yeah.
Why?
Because maybe it's not. Maybe it's Amrahi.
Well, there's no Amrahi.
No.
She didn't say anything.
A Sukhmozian is basically.
There's no Amrahi in the Asukan part. It's neutral.
I don't know what that means, neutral. They're both talking.
They're both talking, and neither is talking sufficiently exclusively or formally that it's a problem. That doesn't seem to be an issue at all. The issue only seems to be in the following case, and here is where you have a Machlokas Rishonim. A Sukhboso Inyan, Nasan alone would have been fine. That's the Gemara here on Vav and Aleph. But what if it's Nasan and she makes a speech? Omrahi. Can Omrahi be Garua, be no Amira at all? Which normally works in a Sukhin.
Why should
it be Garua? Oh, very simple. So if it's a Birur thing, clearly not. Even the only way it could be Garua is if you think that the din of Kitilakach or anything that's thrown into the mix at the time constitutes an aspect of the Kiddushin, and therefore it's a Pagam.
But she's not Mashlim.
What?
She's not Mashlim.
She doesn't need to be Mashlim. The point is that she ruins it. She can't take any initiative in a Maisa Kedushin. And that's with the assumption that even though we don't need anything from her.
But the Ran made a deal, but she's Mashlim.
No, the Ran only said. The Ran, I'm not talking about the Ran now. The Ran said if we need her Birur to be Gomer, the Kedushin, then it assumes the status of Kitilakach. Now what we're saying is something else. If you remember at the time, I protected myself by saying, if you want to try to figure out what the parameters of Kiyikach and Kitikach and Kitilakach are, there are three places you could draw the line. One is, the most obvious in one extreme, anything that is core and critical to the integral, indispensable to the Maisa Kedushin, is Kiyikach. And certainly a gam of Kitilakach. That's one extreme. On the other extreme is what we're talking about right now, which is anything that is included, even if it is not only not indispensable, but gratuitous, because it doesn't accomplish anything, but if it's done during the ceremony, it integrates into and attaches itself to the ceremony. It probably isn't the chisaron of Kiyikach, obviously, but it is a problem, a chisaron of Kitikach and Kitilakach. Which tells us something about it. In other words, is there a din that the woman can't have input in the ceremony? Or is it a din that he has to have input on the key and core parts? We're testing these cases now. According to this view, there are two assumptions. A, that kitilakach is a problem, not just a lack of kiikach. Not that she's taking away his kiikachs, but that kitilakach is a wrong message. B, that you can, it registers, if you will, even in something which doesn't contribute because it's gratuitous. Yeah, I'm sorry.
What is it in the case of Amr Shneim?
Like a double ring. Well, in a way, it kind of, yeah, that's very similar. Right. Assuming that it registers, that part of it, meaning after he said that her said, there might be a problem. Or you might say, you could draw the line at some point, just like you could here. You could say, the Zozo people will say, when it's a sukkabosa inyan, it's never a problem. They could say, A, because it's birur, and therefore, like the Ramban, and therefore it's just gratuitous, it doesn't register, it's nothing, it's zero. Right? Or they could say that the reason it doesn't register is because there's a tziruf to amiraso. So it's amira v'amira, amiraso v'amirasa. That doesn't register. Then her amira doesn't register. So if there was like, they're both saying, or, you know, probably whoever says first, but if somehow it registered that both of them were saying, according to this view, that kitilokach is a posel, that would be a problem. Which is why none of these things are good. And by the way, bismanenu, these are all, these things are much more lemaisa than they ever have been, because we'll say out of sincerity, people are looking for ways to make everybody happy, and you get all these kind of requests, but they're very serious problems. They're absolutely very serious problems.
The Indian of Amrahi is an Indian of Chinuch.
Say again?
It's an Indian of Chinuch for the husband. And from now on, it's
going to
be
Amrahi. Oh, okay. I'm not commenting on that one. But I hear it. Okay. So basically, what we've tried to figure out is that the issue of Amrahi is either a practical problem or an Edikiyum problem, or a practical problem that becomes a kitilakach problem, or that amira really is an essential part of kiddushin itself. And what we also seen is that there are several nafkamina. What happens if you have umrahi v'nasanhu, as opposed to nasanhu v'umrahi, meaning the order is different? What happens in a shtar, which is a complex question, and is it possible to distinguish between a get and a kiddushin, and in which direction? That's also an interesting question, right? And what about a sukkah ba'oso inyan, the achakach omrahi? For example, the Gemara, is the Rishonim also discussed, based on the Gemara, would say you say the wrong lashon after a sukkah ba'oso inyan. Let's say it's a sukkah ba'oso inyan, and then you say hareini ba'alich, instead of saying hareat mekudeshes li. Right? That's a big question. Again, the halacha really cares. I mean, again, we live in, everybody's, playing very, fast and loose, today. And everybody's very, proprietary. They have their own, but the halacha really cares about the formulation of kiddushin and the roles in the marriage ceremony. And the reason for that is because Ishus, like all these other issues, is a very, carefully calibrated institution. It's not, whatever we want, it'll be fine. Right? It's very specific. Yeah.
I remember many decades ago, there was a double ring ceremony where the Masada condition had a substantial remove from when he gave her and he said, I react with Kudeshes, to later on, which I remember it's after the Mizguin maybe, where they had it. So it wasn't part of the
anybody who relents and allows these kind of things, and thinks that it's okay, obviously should remove it as much as possible from the ceremony because of all these things. To me, it's number one, these are all very serious problems. Number two, even if there's a way to neutralize them, clearly the ideal of embracing, you know, what the ceremony is supposed to be is to avoid all of this. So, like, why do it at all, right? So, but that's a matter of, you know, again, there are all sorts of cases. I mean, there are people whose, you know, background or level of commitment, you know, is very different, and we still want them to have an Orthodox wedding. And, you know, it's hard to know, you know, where to draw the line in these things. These are judgments that are made all the time. But no question that the further away from the actual ceremony you are, you know, the less of an issue it is. I just don't think that, you know, in some cases, halachically, certainly hashkafically, you don't want it anywhere near the actual kiddushin. You know, yeah. We'll leave it at that. Okay. But, you know, there can be all sorts of pragmatic considerations that, you know, you're trying to be memayit bara halachically, and sometimes you have to, you know, stretch, you know, in order to accommodate a lesser evil. But you have to be careful. Okay, let's continue. That's in terms of Amira, and as I say, this leads into the next. I think we'll stop because it's time for Mara. This leads into the next Gemara of Yadayim Shein Mochichos and Asukin Boso Inyan and the Lashonos. Those are the three. Now just remember, each of those, Yadayim Shein Mochichos, the Lashonos, and Asukin are part of this question. What is the role of Amira? So we'll try to go through that quickly next time. Whether next time will be, I'm not sure, Monday night or the Monday night after.
You'll let me know and I'll let everyone know.
Yeah. Absolutely.